This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, everyone. Trevor here, writer and producer of The Sheridan Tapes. Well, we've made it. The last episode of season 2. It's been a roller coaster for all of us, and while I am very tired, I am so proud of all the amazing work our cast, crew, and writers have put into these last 24 episodes. Before we get started with the final chapter of the season, I just have a few quick announcements. First of all, we'll be doing 2 Q&A specials for this season, one with our incredible actors and one with our amazing behind-the-scenes crew. Please send in any and all questions you have through the Google Form link in the show notes, and we'll try to answer as many of them as possible. Second, our sister podcast, Tales of the Echowood, is currently in its second week of crowdfunding on Kickstarter, and we've already raised more than 2/3 of our goal. If you want more Sheridan Tapes-style, strange, and spooky storytelling during the hiatus, then feel free to back our project at echowoodpod.com. The campaign runs now until August 12th, 2021 at 9 p.m. Pacific time. Finally, I want to say a huge thank you to all of you who've listened thus far, and especially to our Patreon supporters. Creating the show at the level we do takes a huge amount of time, energy, and dedication, and we wouldn't be able to do so without your financial support and encouragement. Thank you so much for making season 2 possible, and we hope you enjoy the season 2 finale. Before we get started, this episode contains depictions of trauma and injury, claustrophobia, violence, strong language, discussions of illness and death, brief moments of body horror, and loud noises including screams. Content warnings and a full transcript are available in the show notes.
What does it look like?
You can't record in here.
Well, it seems Mr. Camcorder says differently.
Ugh, just put it away, Dad. You're gonna get us in trouble.
Some things are worth getting in trouble for, Katie. You'll understand that one day. Especially if... Oh, there's Anna.
The Wasteland by T.S. Eliot. The Burial of the Dead. April is the cruelest month, breeding lilacs out of the dead land, mixing memory and desire, stirring dull roots with spring rain. Winter kept us warm, covering earth in forgetful snow, feeding a little life with dried tubers. Summer surprised us, coming over the Starnberger See with a shower of rain. We stopped in the colonnade and went on in sunlight into the Hofgarten and drank coffee and talked for an hour. Bin gar keine Russin, stamm aus Litauen, echt Deutsch. And when we were children staying at the Archduke's, my cousin's, he took me out on a sled. And I was frightened. He said, Marie, hold on tight. And down we went. In the mountains, there you feel free. I read much of the night and go south in the winter. What are the roots that clutch? What branches grow out of this stony rubbish? Son of man, you cannot say or guess. For you know only a heap of broken images, where the sun beats and the dead tree gives no shelter, the cricket no relief, and the stone no sound of water. Only there is shadow under this red rock. Come in under the shadow of this red rock, and I will show you something different from either your shadow at morning striding behind you, or your shadow at evening rising to meet you. I will show you fear in a handful of dust.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
You're sure you're okay with staying here, right?
Yeah. I think I am.
You're sure?
Look, I've been thinking about it. Well, I'd rather be here than home right now.
It's okay, Sam. We'll be fine until you get back. I actually wanted to talk about that. But there is a chance...
Sam...
We'll do everything we can to get Bill out of there, Rob. But we might not be able to come back to Oslo once we do. If we're not back by tomorrow evening, then you and Jerry need to get out of here. Don't go back to your apartment. Don't take anything you don't need. Just go.
Where?
Anywhere you can. Just get as far away from Oslo County as possible.
I've got an idea where we can go. Do you think Morrison would know about
that? Don't tell me where you're going. Don't tell anyone. If we're caught, it's better that we don't know where to find you.
Don't. Right.
Can you take Russell with you if you go?
Of course. Can't leave that guy alone for 10 minutes. You know that.
You don't have to if you don't want
Sam! I want to still be
taking care of your dog when I didn't want to. And honestly, a like is copy more than a like yours sometimes.
Fair enough.
Please get Mel out of there, Sam. Please.
We will. I promise.
Would you stop listening to that already?
Maria.
It's fine, Kate. I should really be using headphones anyway. I'm just trying to make a link, that's all.
Make a... what?
Well, as far as I can tell, everything I'm able to do is linked to strong emotions, emotional connections with other people and places. I can sense the way others are feeling, draw power from them, even emotionally push back on them. But I need to feel a strong link to whatever I'm doing for it to work.
What, saving Bill isn't strong enough?
No, it is, but... if I'm going up against a wit, I don't want to take any chances. And guilt can be a powerful motivator in the right circumstances.
I guess you're right.
What was that?
Enjoy it while it lasts, Bailey, because I'm never saying it again.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, wipe that smug look off your face, Sam.
Yes, ma'am. Are we getting close?
Yeah, the turnoff's just up ahead. Kate, could you grab my backpack? It's just behind that seat.
Sure. Oh, Jesus, Maria. What do you have in here? A pile of bricks?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
What is it, Sam? What's wrong?
I can feel them now. All of them. The creatures trapped in Morrison's cages. I can feel their desperation. Pain, their fear. It's feeding DeWitt, and DeWitt is...
DeWitt is what?
I don't know. Since we talked. Thanks for helping with the echo, by the way. I appreciate it. But right now, you have my friend down there, and I can't let that stand. So, come here. Face me.
Well, hi there, Bailey. Long time no see.
Not long enough.
Still recording? recording anything and everything you hear, huh? Thought you'd have broken that habit by now.
What have you done with Bill?
So much for small talk then, huh? You know, you should be the one stalling, not me.
Is that so?
What, you think you can win this fight?
Who says it's going to be a fight?
Ooh, cocky, Bailey. 6 months away and you got cocky. It's a good look on you.
Save it. It's Bill alive.
Of course he is. Can't say he's too happy about the fact, but he's alive. For now.
Who else is down there?
Why? Can't you feel him? Can't you hear them screaming?
You know what I mean. Is Morrison down there? Are there any other officers with him?
You still can't read people, can you? Then again, human connection. It's always a bit hard for you, wasn't it? Guess it's not really surprising that you
help me.
At least you still have some spirit. More than hide, at least. Not that I'll do much good. Not in there.
You're not gonna get away with someone's going to
figure out what? That I'm keeping monsters locked up in a government facility nobody knows exists? At best, they'll be dismissed as crazy. At worst, a liar. And even if people accept that monsters exist, well, no one will object to my trying to fix one of my own mistakes.
What are you... What?
We're trying to close a door, Tyler. A door I helped open a long time ago. I was 2 months out of officer training when I was assigned here. Middle of the Cold War. The DOD throwing everything at the wall to see what stuck. The scientists who built this place were running experiments in parapsychology, testing the limits of the human brain. I thought most of it was nonsense, but I was here to serve my country. Turns out, we were all stepping into the middle of a much older war. And when we opened that door into hell and let these things loose in Onslow County, well, Andrew Sheridan ended up on the wrong side, as did his daughter.
What are you even talking about?
I just thought you'd like to know why you're here before your brain is burnt to a crisp. I thought I'd do you that favor at least.
Sam was right. You're insane.
I'm the only person sane enough to know the truth. And you really should have killed Sam when I told you.
He's my friend. Why would I?
Because I had faith in you. In what you might become. What a disappointment you've turned out to be.
I'm not.
Damn it. Generator must have seized up again. Hope you're not afraid of the dark, Tyler. Who's there?
Morrison, hunter of blood, murderer of the innocent, your time has come.
So one of you finally found this place. How about you show yourself? I might even let you live, if I can spare a cage for you. Enjoy it while you can. You won't be laughing for long.
Come find me then.
Sit tight, Tyler.
I need to get out of here. Need to get out. No. Could be a trap. I can't trust what I'm seeing. Morrison is... Shit. Kate?
Hi, Bill.
around the mulberry bush, the monkey chased the weasel. You're getting colder, Morrison.
I will find you. Sooner or later, I will find you.
I'm sure you will. Are you a religious man, Edgar?
Why? Are you trying to save my soul?
Do you really think you have a soul to save after everything you've done?
Everything I've done for my fellow man. For those too weak to protect themselves.
And what about Anne Sheridan? What threat was she?
She wasn't a threat. Not by herself. But I've seen what Sheridans do when faced with something they don't understand. They push harder, keep looking for answers, and sooner or later, they open a door that should never have been opened. One they can't close. And people suffer because of it. Where the hell are you?
Do you know how Andrew Sheridan died?
What?
Do you know how he died in the end? After he opened a door? Heart failure. Congenital. A condition he lived with. His entire life. He spent 30 years teaching physics to high school students, helped them understand the universe. He raised two daughters. He loved his wife. He was kind, patient, quiet, and in the end, he died in his sleep. So tell me, Edgar Morrison, who exactly suffered because of Andrew Sheridan?
Well, hello there, Miss Soul. Pleasure to finally meet what? You.
No, what?
How are you enjoying my PA system? I know it's not quite the level of equipment you're used to working with, but... Good. It's been a very long day for me, so please, do try to run.
Bailey, you still have no idea how this works, do you?
What?
You're able to push people. You can make them feel certain ways, warp their perceptions, maybe even influence their choices a little. But you can't compel them to do anything they don't want to do in the first place. You might be more powerful than most of us, but even you can't do that.
I thought...
I find that highly unlikely. Since when did you start thinking?
You're one to talk.
What's that supposed to mean?
I thought you were supposed to be some kind of trickster. Always on top of things, keeping people on their toes. And now you're, what, Morrison's guinea pig? Helping him run his little experiments so he doesn't kill you? Wearing that face because he told you...
I chose this face for myself, Bailey. More than you chose yours. And nobody's forcing me to do anything. This whole operation was my idea. Morrison had no idea what he had down here. I was the one who taught him how to use it.
Sure thing, DeWitt.
Call me DeWitt again. And I'll rip the skin from your bones right here, right now. DeWitt was who I was. LaRoe is who I am. Not quite like being me, actually. More than I like most of the people I've been. Sure, neither of them are real, but... Well... Neither are you.
Fine. But why the hell are you working for Morrison? You can't agree with what he's doing, can you?
Who says I do?
sorry. Is that it? No, that's one of the creatures from the mine. And that's some kind of glowing person. And that's a... Oh my god. What the hell is that thing? Are those mushrooms? Oh, don't look at that one. Don't look at... Wait. Is that cage empty? Oh, no, it just has a doll in it.
Jonas? William Tyler, how come every time we meet I end up saving your... Bill? Are you okay?
Stay back. Stay away!
Bill, it's me. It's just Kate.
No. You're not her. You can't be. Morrison wouldn't let you in here.
Morrison doesn't know I'm here. Marie's keeping him distracted while I get you out of here and look for Anna.
You're lying! You're trying to trick me! I saw Sam there yesterday.
Bill, listen to me. I'm real. You can trust me. You need to get out of that cage.
No, I can't leave. There's no way out like that. I did this. I
Come
deserve...
On, we don't have time
no!
for this.
No!
Bill!
Stay away from me!
What did they do to you?
It was...
Maria!
We were hurting him, Mrs. Sheridan. That's what we were doing. Transmitting emotional and physical pain directly into his nervous system. Enough to shatter the will and push the mind beyond itself. Or to break it.
Maria? Why are
you... She's here because they're trying to rescue you, Bill. Or did you think this was all another illusion?
This... You're really here? You came to get me?
Of course we did. We couldn't leave you here.
Morrison, you let her go now. You let her go, or I swear.
You what? You can barely stand. There's no way you can get to me before I pull the trigger.
Oh, why don't you go fuck yourself?
Maria, don't.
Drop the gun. Right now.
LaRoe, Kate!
So, you actually do have a gun. I thought LaRoe was making that up.
Yes, I have a gun. Yes, I know how to use it. And yes, I will. I will shoot you if you don't let Maria go.
Will you now?
Yes, I will.
Kate, I know this isn't something you've had much experience with, but you're not the first person to pull a gun on me. I know exactly what it sounds like when someone's actually willing to pull the trigger. And when they're bluffing.
I'm not bluffing. I'll do it, I swear.
And there comes the fifth assurance that you're going to shoot me. Care to notice what I haven't been saying? Nobody move, or I'll blow Maria's brains out. If you were actually going to shoot me, you wouldn't be trying so hard to talk your way out of doing it. No one's buying it, least of all you. So, why don't you put that gun down and save us all a lot of trouble?
I can't.
What's so funny?
You think I'm working for Morrison? That I'm actually trying to help him with his kill all monsters crusade? You really think there's any chance of this thing working?
I thought this was all your idea.
Oh, it is. Honestly, that should have been the only clue you needed.
You're not...
I told you my whole story the second time we met, baby. You know exactly who I am and what I do.
You lie.
And the light is finally on up there. Took you long.
This whole thing is... What? Some kind of trick? A way to make sure...
It's a con, Bailey. A scam. After what happened with the Echo, I needed a new angle. Morrison could give me that. I just had to convince him not to put my ass back in the deep freezer. And I've been around Oslo for a very, very long time now. I knew about what those scientists were trying to do back in the day. It was just a matter of pushing the right ideas into his head.
Man, tell him your plan. Make him think you're the only one who can pull it off now that I'm gone. Make yourself indispensable.
Now you're getting pretty slick, huh?
And he believed you? He trusts you with this?
Oh, hell no. He's not an idiot. But he still thinks he can make it work, even after all the times it's failed. He's so focused on his mission, he can't see anything else. Not even the hook dangling from his jaw. And he won't. Not until it's too late.
What do you mean, too late?
Like I said, I like being Ned. And I can't say I like the idea of being Morrison very much. But sooner or later, he'll figure it out. And when Morrison realizes I've been stringing him along and he turns on me, I'll strip the flesh right from his bones and take his place.
You're going to...
What can I say? Chief of Oslo County Police Department seems like a pretty cushy job by the sound of it. I think it'll suit me just fine.
You can.
Try not to look so surprised, Bailey. You know what I am. I can't change that. After all, character is fate. Now, we're done talking.
What the hell?
You expecting someone?
No, I have no idea who that is.
Is that a lie, Bailey?
No, I swear, I have no idea.
If I didn't call him, you didn't call him, then what are they? You don't think that Morrison.
Sorry to interrupt, but is one of you Ned LaRoe? Or is it LaRue? I wasn't quite sure.
Dr. Park?
That's... yeah, I'm Ned. Who the hell are you?
Right. Try to hold still.
Excuse me? Oh! Oh! What in...
Oh, Bailey! Stop! He's gonna... Good. I was worried that might not work.
What the hell did you do to him?
Liquid nitrogen. It's crude, but it should immobilize him for the next few hours.
He's not... You didn't just...
No, it won't kill him, if that's what you're asking. He won't enjoy it, but... He should recover with minimal damage, if he doesn't try to move before he's thawed out.
How did you know he'd be here? Wait, no, better question. How did you know I'd be here?
I don't have time to explain right now. Short answer, I've been keeping an eye on you since May. All of you.
You've been what?
I told you, I don't have time to explain. Not right now. Where are the others?
What others?
Kate, Maria, and Bill. I assume they're either down in the tunnels, or they've already escaped. Which is it?
They're still in the tunnels. Oh, God. Morrison found them.
Are you sure?
I can feel it. Maria's fear. Morrison has her hostage, and Bill and Kate
Can you tell where they are? Which part of the facility he has them in?
I'm not... They're in the psychic wheel. I feel the other creatures in there.
Not ideal, but they should be able to get out of there in time.
What are you doing?
The cages Morrison is using down there. ISPA built them back in the 70s, back when we still took military contracts.
You helped him do this?
Not me. But yes, ISPA had a hand in it. I'm not proud of it, but If we're lucky, it might just let me save your friends.
How?
I'm going to open the cages. All of them.
You're what?
Drop the gun, Sheridan. If nothing else, you should worry about hitting Maria with how much your hand's shaking.
No. I can't let you win this. Not after everything you've already taken away from us.
What did you just do?
I didn't.
She's letting all your monsters loose, Morrison. Making sure you get what's coming to you.
No! 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 What the hell are you doing?
You come one step closer and I blow the control panel to hell.
Yeah. I don't believe you.
You're right. I was bluffing early, but this I can do.
You're going to get us all killed, Sheridan.
No, not all of us. I imagine these creatures have a score they want to settle with you, don't they?
Oh, God.
So here's the deal, Morrison. You let us go. We leave the way we came and close the glass door behind us. Otherwise...
How about a counteroffer? I shoot you, then Maria, then Bill, and then I...
Maria!
Sorry, but you are taking way too long.
Where did you get that hammer?
The hardware store? Oh, no you don't. I don't think you get to use guns today.
My offer still stands, Morrison. What's it gonna be?
I'm gonna kill you all the next time I see you.
Trust me, the feeling's mutual.
Go! Get out of here!
Bill, come on, we gotta go. Bill, just look at me. This isn't your fault. You don't deserve this. And we need you. Get out of the cage. Come with us.
Okay. Okay.
All right, Maria, help me with Bill.
I've got him. Let's go.
No, no, no. Come on. Why isn't the override working?
Well, hello there, Chief. Fancy seeing you here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the Smucker's Uncrustables Radio Hour. With round, soft, pillowy bread filled with delicious PB&J, here's your host, Uncrustables.
Caller on line 3. What's eating you?
No one.
Crust, is that you?
Ugh.
Uncrustables are the best part of the sandwich. Sorry, crust.
I hope you don't mind if I record this. Just for internal use, of course.
Honestly, I think one of us would probably do it if you didn't at this point.
Fair enough. Not really surprising, seeing that it was Anna's tapes that brought you all together in the first place.
Wait. How do you know about that?
Oh, right. We haven't officially met. Dr. Ren Park of the Institute for Stellar Propulsion, Heuristics, and Aeronautics. Nice to meet you, Bill.
Hi.
Do any of you need anything before we get started? Water, coffee, something to
eat? We need some fucking answers is what we need.
Maria.
15 hours we've been stuffed in the back of a van with no one to talk to, nobody answering our questions, and no idea what's going on. And now you're just sitting there offering us party snacks?
Look, I understand you're upset, Maria. This isn't how I wanted this to go either. But things escalated too quickly for us to approach you the way we wanted to. I'm sorry you feel you're being kept in the dark, but believe me when I say we had no other choice.
Wow, you and Anna must have really gotten along.
Look, what's going on here? Where are we? And where's Rob?
Robert and Jerry are safe. They've been collected from Oslo, and they're on their way here. And as for what here is, it's an ISPA experimental rocketry facility in New Mexico. Well out of Morrison's sphere of influence.
New Mexico? You drove us all the way to New Mexico without telling us?
Unnecessary precaution. Your possessions have been collected from Jerry Price's home and are being driven here now. And that includes your van, Kate.
I told my husband I was in Nevada. I was supposed to meet him after this.
I really don't think that would be the wisest choice right now.
Are you... Is that a threat?
No, of course not.
So you'll just let us leave if we want to?
Kate, there's a lot going on right now that
you
don't understand.
Why?
And how were you doing it? If Morrison couldn't track us, how did you?
And how much did you know about his plans? Why didn't you do something earlier?
One question at a time, please. Look, this wasn't how any of this was supposed to go. And I'm sorry if it's caused you any distress or discomfort, but...
Discomfort? Yeah, sure.
But it became necessary to step in once we learned the truth about Morrison's efforts. We didn't know any more about his plans than you did. Not until very recently. As for why we were keeping track of your movements, well, I was never very comfortable with that, but... Anna clearly believed you four had a role to play in the events to come. She made that very clear in her final instructions to us.
Sorry, what?
You were working with Anna?
Oh, dear. I'd hoped you would have figured this out by now.
I thought you said you two barely knew each other.
That's what he told you?
Huh?
The last time I saw you, Anna and I were on a double date with you and Adam. Barely knew each other?
Yes, well, that was something of a lie. My apologies, Detective Bailey.
He isn't a detective anymore.
Then I suppose you're not a lieutenant at this point either, correct?
No, I guess I'm not. Oh, Rob's gonna kill me when he gets here.
I think Rob will just be happy to see you're okay, Bill.
Do they really need to leave Oslo after what happened in the bunker? I doubt Morrison is...
Kate, listen to me. Chief Edgar Morrison is many things. Easy to kill is not one of them.
You said Anna knew about us. That she thought we had a role to play in the events to come?
It was a bit vaguely worded, but she did talk a lot about the searchers in her will. It's generally assumed she was referring to you.
Wait, just stop. What will? Why the hell was she working for you?
She never told you?
Well, no.
Oh, I see. Well then, no easy way to say this, I suppose. Short answer? We were trying to change the future, Maria. Trying to save the world.
The Sheridan Tapes, Episode 50, In a Handful of Dust. Starring Erin Neely-Chaconis as Anna Sheridan, Virginia Spotts as Kate Sheridan, Amitola Lomas as Maria Soul, Jesse Steele as Bill Tyler, Trevor Van Winkle as Sam Bailey, Chris Martin as Robert Quincy, Maurice Cooper as Jerry Price, Ezra J. Wayne as Ned LaRoe, Mike Kennedy as Edgar Morrison, Alejandra Cejudo as Amanita, Clayton Curry as Andrew Sheridan, and Sam Taylor as Dr. Ren Park, with original music by Jesse Hagen. Written and produced by Trevor Van Winkle and Virginia Spotts, and made possible by our supporters at patreon.com/homesteadcorner and at ko-fi.com/homesteadcorner. Season 2 featured, in order of appearance, Amitola Lomas, Erin Neely-Chaconis, David Ault, Virginia Spotts, James Kane, Jesse Steele, Chris Martin, Ezra J. Wayne, Carmina Manley, Sarah Carnes, Mike Kennedy, Trevor Van Winkle, Becca Scott, Sam Taylor, Alejandra Cejudo, Tal Minear, Robin Gabrielli, Liz Hull, Maurice Cooper, Conrad Spotts, Leslie Redman, Charles Scatolini, Sox Whitmore, Clayton Curry, and Fennec Foxfire. With special thanks to Winnie the Golden Retriever. Sound effects provided by freesounds.org under the Creative Commons license, with additional music from incompetech.com, MuseOpen, the Internet Archive, and premiumbeat.com. The Sheridan Tapes will return in 2022. In the meantime, check out our other shows, including our original series Homestead on the Corner and the new fantasy anthology Tales of the Echo Wood. You can find links to all of our productions at homesteadonthecorner.com. Visit thesheridantapes.com to view additional content, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, and connect with us on Twitter at Sheridan Tapes and on Instagram at The Sheridan Tapes. I'm Trevor Van Winkle, this is Homestead on the Corner, and you're listening to The Sheridan Tapes.
Luis Scarcella was the greatest homicide detective of his generation.
I am the protector of these people. I am the guardian that they need.
Derek Hamilton was the best jailhouse lawyer of his.
And the law was my girlfriend. It was all I had.
What happens when a group of convicted felons take on the cop who put them away?
We gotta attack Scarcella. Come and get me.
Listen to new episodes of The Burden on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.